spiritually speaking with Sarah on the True Oldie Station. So glad to have you joining us tonight for our 823rd live show. Over 17 years of hanging out with all of you, and what a joy it's been. Lots of fun connecting and talking to your loved ones and your angels and your guides, and every once in a while, Spirit just giving us a little swift kick in the you-know-where just to get us going and wake us up and say, come on, everyone, get out of your head. Just to get us going and wake us up and say, come on, everyone, get out of your head, get out of your limitations, and just focus. And sometimes we're not focused. We miss all the messages, and then, bam, a door slams in front of us. And, wow, that hits us and gets us into a whole tizzy. But there's a reason for that. I kind of think a lot of doors have been slamming shut, shoveling people off to one side and the other. It's been a hot mess these past few weeks for quite a few people. You know, I've been sitting across one tier after another. I think we're going to have to start charging extra just for the tissues we've been using, because it has been something off the charts. But speaking of charts, I know someone who's going to take a look at not just my chart, your chart, but all of our charts, and take a look and see what is going on. And I think things are getting shook up, shaked up. We've got a lunar eclipse glowing. We've got a solar eclipse coming. We've got stuff happening. And it's going to really shake things up. So if you thought June and July were interesting, right? Joe Thorne was talking about his June. Other people were talking about their July. I know personally my July is one for the record books, but c'est la vie. We're in August now, so we're not going to cry over spilt milk. We're all still here. But we need to know what's coming, because if I need to fasten my seatbelt, maybe you do too. We're going to need to know. And we need to know where to look to find those clues, because there's always a clue. Always a clue. So we're going to tune in, and we're going to bring on Stacy Holler of Destiny and the Stars. She's going to rock us around the astrological chart, and she's going to talk about what some of these upcoming energies are going to be, the monumental moments that are going to be impacting us all, and she's going to tell us how it affects your astrological sign. Stacy, are you here with us? Good to have you joining us.
Always here in the beginning of the month to
we're
talk
back.
About all the crazy stuff that's going on.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, Stacy, doors closing, Spirit opening other doors. What do you got to say about that? What's happening?
You know, as always, and it happens every month, your opening has such a connection astrologically. And I was sitting here going, that's a great interpretation of exactly the eclipses that are happening this month.
Yeah.
That the things that we don't have control over, that open and close, that's what we're going to be talking about. Because the new moon, which is a total solar eclipse that's happening on the 12th, that's when sudden opportunities come and pivots come. And we're going to take a look at in every sign where those doors might open, what part of your life that might happen in. So that's kind of what, you know, a total solar eclipse is like a new moon on steroids. And we always talk about the new moons as the vision board. What do you want to make happen? What are you going to set into cycles? So with this eclipse, we're going to look at, well, what part of your life might you find your door closing in order? I'm sorry, your door opening. And then we're going to look at the doors that might possibly close. Now, that would be the full moon, which is a partial lunar eclipse on the 28th. That's where, under a normal full moon, things come out of the blue and closings and things that shake you up. Well, during a partial lunar eclipse, it's again, it's like a full moon on steroids. So these are very powerful energies this month, but they're going to help us at least see where we might have some doors opening and closing. So it really does line up with everything you talked about. And
wonderful.
That's why I'll give the astrological interpretation of what Spirit is saying.
Wonderful. And Stacy, where are we going to be able to see this full moon lunar eclipse? Where are we going to, or the new moon lunar eclipse? Where are we going to see that? Do you know where it's going to be?
You know, I don't know where, and I, you know, that I would have to look up to. But it is the eclipse that you don't want to look at directly. Now, sometimes
Correct.
We can't see it from where we are, and sometimes it's during the daylight, so we might not see it. It really depends. But even if it's during the day, it's when the moon covers the sun. So if it is visible where you are, you have to wear those special glasses. Do not look directly at it.
All right. So that's the solar eclipse.
So we have to be careful now.
August 12th.
That solar eclipse is also in Leo. So that's a fire sign. Very powerful. The full moon lunar eclipse is in Pisces. So we're going to take a look for everybody where you might see some doors opening and where close. I also want to comment about how difficult it was for everybody during this Mercury retrograde. And we did feel it through the beginning of August. So that's with the shadow and all that energy. It was rough. And I will mention that just on the 3rd, this past Monday, Chiron went into retrograde in Taurus, which could talk about early woundings coming back to deal with, maybe about money and values because it's Taurus. So we're going through a lot of reflection time and a lot of energies pushing us that we might not expect, but it's all going to open up those new doors.
Well, I do have some information for us. While you were talking, I took a moment here, and it said August 12th, total solar eclipse path of totality will cross over Greenland, Iceland, northern Russia, Atlantic Ocean, and parts of Spain and Portugal. Partial eclipse will be visible across much of Europe, northwest Africa, and parts of northern North America and portions of northern U.S. So looks like it's going to be most likely not. We're going to not going to really see much of this for that. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I also have come to notice that when you have an eclipse go across a particular region, then you also see a lot of things start to bubble up and change in that region as well. Have you noticed that? I mean, spiritually, I've noticed that. I don't know how that ties into the astrology, but have you noticed that, Stacey?
Well, that is mundane astrology when we tie in the energies to actually events happening on the planet. And I would expect for that to happen in those areas as well. You know, there's no coincidences. It's going over those areas for a reason as well. Now, think about it, Greenland and Iceland. There's a lot of earthly changes going on there.
Yes, there are.
So maybe we need to pay attention to that. So it doesn't surprise me.
All right.
That
well,
it would be
I can't
that
wait
way.
To hear what you've got to share with us. I know this is going to be exciting because we're all looking for changes. And yes, coming out of this Mercury retrograde, Stacey, we all need a break because, right?
Yeah, so, right.
If we didn't break ourselves,
we
need
David
a break.
Bowie change. I heard David Bowie changes in my head as you said
yes.
that. So, yeah, we're coming to changes. Well, it's helpful to kind of know, you know, even if you don't know exactly what's coming, just by knowing something is coming and you're going to go with the flow and have faith,
right.
That's the way you got to move forward, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So let's look at everybody. Now, I always mention when I go through the signs, if you know your rising sign, pay attention to that too, because many times that might have more meaning for you than even your sun sign. So let's, of course, we started Aries, the first sign. Now, for Aries, the new moon solar eclipse on the 12th, that's in your fifth house, which is romance and creativity and children. You know, these eclipses, these solar eclipses bring destined opportunities. So you might see a new relationship or some new creative project or some new exciting opportunity. Now the full moon is on August 28th. That's in your 12th house, Aries. So the 12th house is about releasing the old stuff, healing the past, and really listening to your intuition. So for you, you might end up really closing some doors that need to be closed. Now, Taurus, for you, the solar eclipse is in your fourth house. That's about home and family. So you might have new beginnings there, a new living situation, maybe a new family addition, changes in family dynamics. Now, the lunar eclipse for you, Taurus, that's in your 11th house. Now, that's all about friendships and networking and goals. So you might come to realize that some groups you're in just are not working for you, or a relationship might end that needed to end so you could open up for a new one waiting to come in. Gemini, your solar eclipse is in your 3rd house. That's communications, contracts, learning, speaking, writing, all important conversations. Third house could also be your siblings and the place you live, so you could get news about any of those topics that could really change your direction. Now, you, the lunar eclipse for Gemini, that's in your house of career. That is going to bring some professional change or a clarity about your goals. If you're thinking about, if you've been mulling what to do with your career, this lunar eclipse could bring some clarity to you. Now, Cancer, the solar eclipse for you is in your second house of money and finances. So you could create some new opportunities, Cancer, a new way to make some money, or really recognizing what you truly value. Now, the lunar eclipse for you, Cancer, is in your ninth house. That's about travel, education, could be some legal matters coming to a conclusion, publishing, media. You might see some changes going in a new direction in any one of those areas. Now, Leo, happy birthday, Leo. This is your month. So for you, the solar eclipse on the 12th is in your first house. This is one of the most important months for you, Leo, because this is where it's a whole new personal beginnings. What do you want? Time to reinvent yourself. Launch something new. Step out of your uncomfortable level and step into the spotlight. Now, the lunar eclipse for you, Leo, that's in your eighth house. That's about shared finances, intimate relationships. You might get some clarity in those areas. Might even bring you an inheritance or some money that you did not expect. Now, Virgo, the solar eclipse for you is in your 12th house. That's the house of healing, reflection, really opening up for new things to begin. So for you, Virgo, really listen to your intuition. That's where you're going to get the best information. Now, your lunar eclipse is in your 7th house of partnership. So your committed relationships are what's going to be highlighted here. There could be a turning point, whether it's in a romantic relationship or a business relationship. Now, Libra, for you, the new moon solar eclipse is in your 11th house. That's house of friends and networks and goals and dreams. So you might have some new people enter your life that really could be a connection that could open very different and new exciting doors for you. Now, for you, Libra, the full moon, that's in your 6th house of work and health. So if you've been really not having much of a work-life balance, something's going to come to a head here. You really need to, if you've been putting off those doctor's appointments, something's going to happen and you're going to have to get to it and really pay attention. Now, Scorpio, for you, the solar eclipse is in your 10th house. That's career. So this could be one of the most important months for you in terms of a promotion or a new business, changing careers or getting recognition. Now, your lunar eclipse is in your 5th house, which is romance, creativity, children, projects. So in any one of those areas, you might see a significant turning point. Now, Sag, your solar eclipse is in your house of travel and education and publishing and legal matters. It's a great month to dream big and plan new experiences to just broaden your outlook in the world. For you, Sag, the lunar eclipse is in your 4th house. That's home, family, foundation. So you might see some significant changes having to do with home and family life. Capricorn, your solar eclipse is in your house of new beginnings for shared finances, investments, inheritance, taxes, healing. Something that's been weighing heavy on you could finally get some relief. And for you, the lunar eclipse is in your 3rd house. That's important conversations, opportunities, decisions. It could even be related to your siblings or to something going on in your local neighborhood. But you'll see some important changes happening in one of those areas. Now, Aquarius, the solar eclipse for you, that's in your house of committed relationships. So new beginnings in love or partnerships, or maybe you decide that casual romance, you don't want it to be that casual anymore. You want more. So you could reach a new level of commitment. Now, your lunar eclipse, Aquarius, that's in your house of money and income. So you might get some clarity about what you're doing with your money or making new money. And Pisces, your solar eclipse is in your 6th house. That's having you look at your work and your health and your overall lifestyle. It's a great time to set forth better habits and change your work environment to something that fits you better. And for you, the lunar eclipse is in your 1st house. That's a major turning point. Something that you've been working on, Pisces, something's going to come full circle. It's going to move you to the next chapter in your life. So there you go, Sarah. We are all going to have some beginnings and endings that are going to move us to ultimately where we need to be, even if we don't get it when it's happening.
Yes, even if we don't get it when it's happening. But whatever's meant to come will come. And it's important that people practice patience, right? There's a statement that says, be of courage and wait on the Lord. So we have to be patient and courageous and trust the unfolding, because most of us lose it in the waiting process. What am I going to do? And we don't have the answer, and it takes time. You know, what you speak of, Stacy, is it begins in that energy or leading up to that energy, but there's a lag period, right? Some of what you speak of could take several weeks to months for it to actually unfold in its fullest. So we have to just all
be
observatory. Yes.
Yeah. Well, because everything that I'm speaking about is not just about us as individuals. Everything I talked about affects other people around us. So they have their plans and their journeys and what they're working on too. So it all has to fall in at the right time in the right place, because you're not the only one who's going to learn from that area of life, because everything that I talked about is going to deal with other folks who are trying to figure out too, and it's happening to them too.
Right, and the actual happening could literally take, for one person, 3 months to unfold, depending on where you are and where the universe has to get you. So it's not like we have an eclipse and then the next day, bam, it all happens. Isn't it said that it's actually like a 6 month window of time until the next eclipse cycle?
That
is how you look at it? Yes, that's the cycle.
Well, all the full moons and new moon cycles. So like, for instance, when I was speaking to, if let's say the new moon fell in your area of committed relationships, meaning things might take a new level, that doesn't mean the next day you're proposing.
Right.
That might mean that those thought processes come in, that you're feeling like you want to move. So yes, it's a fluid energy, and it doesn't happen immediately, and it will be over the next few months, where you'll just find your life is focusing there.
Yes, perfect, perfect. Well, Stacy, sounds like we're going to have a lot to talk about in the very near future as we get ready. It's going to be a busy, busy month of eclipses, and they're going to just kind of bookend us, so we're going to just feel bam, bam, and we're going to see what's going to manifest. So parting advice for everyone before we bid you farewell, what's the statement or feeling you want to leave everyone, regardless of their sign, so that they can be prepared?
No matter what you experience, and we all experience this in different versions, you must hold on to the faith of knowing ultimately there is no bad in your life. Ultimately, the Spirit and God has our backs, and ultimately it's for our greater good. We're still here talking. You survived many, many things in your life and learned a lot from it. So this will be no different. So no matter how crazy it gets or whatever these eclipses throw you, hold on to the faith that you will understand later on exactly why this happened and how it brought you to a new place. You might not know it today, and you might not know it in a couple of months, but you will know it as it unfolds for you. So hang in there and have faith that the angels and the guides and spirits, they have our back.
Okay.
That's my parting message.
Great, Stacy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time to prep and get ready for all of us and open up our window of information so that we most certainly know what door is going to close, what door we can expect to open, so we can just navigate life as need be. If you are looking for a personal session with Stacy Holler, you can go to destinyinthestars.com. That's where you're going to find her. You'll find all the offerings of the charts that she offers you, and really check in. And if you're a Leo, no better time to see what this year is going to bring in its totality, not just the month, but the whole year. You can check in with Stacy and get your astrological chart done. If you're an upcoming Virgo, no better time to know what's coming up. Let's take a look at those charts and really plan this close of 2026 coming into 2027. I can't stress to everyone enough, so much is going on in the world, and you really need to know where you want to be and what you want to manifest so that whatever happens, you're always on track and you're always in the perfect place at the perfect time doing the perfect thing. Thank you again, Stacey. We appreciate you, and we will ideally see you next month right here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah.
Great being here, and I look forward to seeing you all next month, too.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye for now.